Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, the healing process is ugly sometimes. And when you start doing your work, when you start writing in your shadow work journal, no one prepares you for what you might see. And some of that stuff may just hurt your feelings. Here's my story. So I'm at a place in my healing journey to where I've been doing introspection, as I've also just have come off the heels of facial feminization, in which it's been a month. And in this introspection, I've been looking at my levels of toxicity. And if you are on this journey of healing and doing the work, you will examine whether or not you are toxic and what toxic behaviors you exhibit. And in me examining such behavior, I recognize that in my creative time, I've been so used to being interrupted while I'm trying to practice music, or I've been in a constant state of urgency in creating, rushing projects that I really wanted to spend time on because of fear that I may not get this opportunity. And this all comes from, number one, having people that did not respect boundaries, and me also not setting healthy boundaries. Also, this comes from being taught the Armageddon doctrine, the rapture doctrine in Christianity, that Christ Jesus could come at any time and take us away. So this past weekend, I took the time to really sit and really settle in my creativity, to bask in my creativity, to enjoy what I have to offer in my music and even in my YouTube channel. And one of the things that really was a trauma for me in terms of creativity was in a heated confrontation with a former pastor of mine, where he was upset because I was getting accolades for my creativity and making appearances locally for music and for my TikTok. And he told me that I should stop doing that because I didn't heed my own advice. I was a fraud and all these different things, in which, for those that know me, I live authentically to what I preach. And going back to that conversation and many other conversations similar to where he and other people, maybe in my family, even at jobs, critiqued me in a way that was actually a projection of their own insecurity or whatever issue they may have within their own selves. And because their toxicity was thrown in my path, I tailored my behavior to fit their needs, sort of as a nasty episode of codependency. And I've been reading this book called Codependent No More. I may have the title wrong, but look in my show notes for the title of that book and the author. I've been reading that book, and that has really been helping me undo my codependency issues. It's also been helping me heal from narcissistic abuse. And I'm so grateful for where I am. But bitch, when I tell you it is ugly, the healing process is ugly Because when you realize how petty you can be sometimes, even when you be staging arguments in your mind of what you really want to say to somebody, and when you realize what you're saying, you realize, bitch, if I say that to this person, I'm going to be just as toxic as their ass. And that's when you have to sit with yourself and really get to the root of why are you feeling this way. And a lot of times, it may not even be that we're toxic or that we would do that, but it is the combination of all the things that we wished we could have said back then, or that we felt that we should have said in that moment. And I've also learned in that time to give myself grace and grieve that I didn't take that action and grieve that situation. When you grieve and give yourself grace, you understand where you were at that time. You weren't as emotionally and mentally, spiritually mature then as you are now to have spoken up. But now that you are more mature, you can now speak up and stand your ground more effectively. It is a process. It gets frustrating. But once you get through that ugly stage, you'll be fine. And every now and then, that ugly stage is going to come around, because the work is a never-ending process. I don't care what age you are. When you start doing the work, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. But don't let the ugliness get you, because the ugliness is just only temporary. You're not an ugly person. It's just you're dealing with that one area and healing that area while you're also healing other areas at the same damn time. Healing is a process in and of itself. It's like multitasking on Red Bull. It's ugly sometimes, but baby, you got to roll with the punches of the healing process. And healing is uncomfortable. I can say that as I'm still going through the healing process of facial feminization, it is uncomfortable, because when you're wounded, you got to treat that wound. Sometimes the wound may get infected without proper care. That's the anger that we let bubble. But once you start treating that wound with therapy, treating your mental health, setting boundaries, however and whatever is healthy for you, baby, when you start treating that wound, you start to heal. And there are going to be times too where your mind may go to that point to where you were injured, but process those emotions. When you start processing those emotions, you may ugly cry. Even 30 years down the road, you may ugly cry. You may even scream. But when you are able to get that out in a healthy manner, that is growth. Y'all live, love, and be free from the priestess. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Set that bell notification. Comment below. If you've made it this far in this video, comment page. P-A-G-E page. Y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches.